Wouldn't it be loverly? I've grown accustomed to her face. Get me to the church on time, with a little bit of luck. All of these classic Lerner and Lowe tunes and many more can be heard in My Fair Lady. The Tony Award-winning musical based on George Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion comes to Triad Stage in Greensboro, opening April 7th and running through May 5th, with evening performances as well as Saturday matinees throughout the run. Renowned phoneticist Henry Higgins is rich, proper, and educated. Eliza Doolittle is poor, common, and streetwise. But a boastful bet changes both their lives forever. As Higgins transforms the lowly flower girl into a sophisticated lady, wins the bet with Colonel Pickering, and finds himself, the one-time puppet master, all tied up in knots. Triad Stage Artistic Associate and Director Brian Conger reimagines this unlikely love story with an intimate, inventive approach featuring a unique two-piano version with 10 actors playing more than 30 characters. He was joined by musical director E. Marie Denig.
But then we realize, where does she go after that? He's taken everything away from her, so now how does she function in the world? He's done with her, right? He's done with her. He's won the bet. But I think Henry Higgins, through this process, also realizes he has grown accustomed to her face, so to speak. And so both of these people, it's anew. They come together because of a bet. And now that the bet is won, where do they go after this? And so we kind of see that journey begin in Act Two, and then we're kind of left with that question, where do these two people go from here?
Just hearing you describe that there, it dawned on me that what's so unusual about it is it's a coming of age for a guy, a middle-aged man.
Yeah, a middle-aged man who considers himself a confirmed bachelor, right? And everyone always talks about her transformation because I think we see that. We see it physicalized in costume and character and all that stuff. But I think Henry Higgins goes on as big of a journey as she does. And it's a story of transformation and of change. And even if you look at the backdrop, it's set in England in 1912, which is on the precipice of a huge change. Class structures are beginning to fall away, right? Classes are starting to cross. That old class structure of England is falling away. We're about ready to enter into one of the largest world wars that they are not ready for, right? And so you also have that backdrop of all this change starting to boil around, you know, with King Edward dying. So, you know, it is this idea of transformation. And in these two people, you see all of that. And that's what's so brilliant about Shaw, is that he really put it on a micro level, but it's about so much more. And I think Lerner and Lowe just really got that as well.
Instead, why can't a woman take after a man? Men are so pleasant. So easy to please. Whenever you're with them, you're always at ease.
I love the transition from speech into these great songs. Nobody did it better than Rex Harrison, but what a delicious challenge for any actor. How do you coach that? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
One minute they're talking, and the next minute, is he speaking? Is it singing? I don't even know. The transition's so seamless.
Yeah, it is very seamless, and it's really interesting to look through the show. So the style, as a coach, I look at it how the lyrics drive. You know, we look at it as a monologue. We look at the song as, you know, where do we really want to use the punctuation of the words? Where do we really want to feel the flow of the music? And all of those things are sort of texture and color that we play with and sort of start from there. So everything is lyric driven and character driven.
Triad Stage musical director E. Marie Denig and artistic associate and director Brian Conger. My Fair Lady, the Tony Award-winning Lerner and Lowe musical based on George Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion, comes to Triad Stage in Greensboro, opening April 7th. It'll run through May 5th, and you'll find the complete performance calendar at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. You'll find my complete interview with Brian and Marie there as well. Tickets to this family-friendly musical start at just $10. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.